I would like to not have to play in a Pro Bowl next year because I'm playing in a Super Bowl. I would like for this team, for us to be so close this year, and we knew what winning feels like. You think about those kind of things and, you know, winning football games, and I think that naturally, I mean, even this year, that was on my mind. But you think about it and say, next year, seeing that we had this success, we can only build and get better. And I think that there's no regressing from here. It's only progress. And I think that moving forward with the guys, we're going to get, you know, a lot of guys in contract, but the core guys, we're getting back, and I think that that's huge. And, you know, you want to be one of those teams that, you know, win football games and being able to move forward. And Dante Whitten said it best when he first came here. When you win, everybody enjoys success and benefits from it. And that's a testament. So if we can start winning football games, turn this thing around, the city needs a winner besides the Cavaliers. You know, why not the Browns?
And welcome back to the Dog Pound Report. Joining us now is Andrew Gribble from
the Gribs.
The Gribs is here, the senior writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. What are some of the big stories you're working on this week?
Well, you know, one of the most read stories of the entire year so far was us simply putting out there that the Browns have tendered their four players to Sean Gibson, Craig Robertson, Johnson Batamosi, Ishmaili Kitchen. But the big name the fans are talking about is Tashaun Gibson. He got the second round tender, gets his salary up to about $2.4 million. It shows some value. He worked his way up. He's an undrafted free agent initially and was one of the best safeties in the league last year. But people are starting to wonder, does that mean he's at risk of being lost? But really, I think the odds are he's coming back, just need to work out a deal, or he can play under that tender all year.
Yeah, in NFL terms, second-round tenders, you're saying, I want to keep this person, reward him. And the Browns are in good shape with him. They can keep him under the tender. They can match any offer. And then if they need to, still buy another year, franchise him a season after this if they want to buy time.
Yeah, and the thing about tenders is no one in the league got a first-round tender this year or last year. Second-round tender is very common. Craig Robertson also got it. That's another testament to how much he has improved as a player. I mean, this is another undrafted guy who went through his struggles early, but he came back and had a big season in Mike Pettine's defense. So those guys are the two guys that got two second-round tenders. The other two are the lower tenders, but they're still likely coming back as well.
Any concerns about Gibson getting tendered by another team? Is there another team we need to worry about?
You know, I don't know if there's any apparent team out there. You look, maybe you think a bad team would want him, a team with a higher draft pick, but they would also be giving up a second-round pick high in the second round. That's almost close to a first round. So the teams you worry about are maybe teams with lower second-round picks, but at the same time, picks are so valued in the league. And Tashaun Gibson is a great player, but I think this leans more toward the Browns getting him back.
I mean, you think about it. Brandon Marshall gets traded for, what, a seventh-round pick. Lodi Nada, we'll talk about later, gets traded for a fourth-round pick. Second-round picks, you don't see those traded very often in the National Football League, so I think he's pretty safe there. You also talked about Josh McCown. Mike Pettine, strong words about Josh McCown. Not here to coach or mentor. He's here to start and play for the Browns.
Yeah, I think the storyline almost got skewed a little bit too much on that end of the spectrum about him being a mentor and really kind of bringing up these young quarterbacks. And, you know, Pettine said that's all well and good, but at the same time, they could have brought a coach to do that. You know, they don't need it just a mentor. They believe in this guy as a player, and I think they look back to 2013, what he did with the Bears, 14 touchdowns, one pick, and Pettine has talked a lot about other circumstances at Tampa Bay. He hasn't really gone to specifics about that, but we can kind of connect the dots, you know, the loss of his offensive coordinator right before the start of the season, and then just seemed like a lot of dysfunction there at Tampa Bay throughout the season, and it just kind of piled up. So they believe in Josh McCown. They think if they need him to start day one, he can do it. They're not committing to that point yet. Thad Lewis was added just earlier this week as well. That's another veteran quarterback in the room, so competition is just going to be driven nonstop throughout the season.
All right. We can't wait to see Alex Mack get back on the field, but he is having some fun right now, and he's doing some stuff for the USO. Read that story on ClevelandBrowns.com as well. What's he up to, and how's his schedule?
The question is, what is he not up to? This guy's been everywhere, and the best news, he's on his feet. You know, I think everyone wants to see where he is in his recovery. We'll get more into that later as OTAs, training camp, stuff like that comes up. But he seems to be in good shape, good spirits, and really, this is stuff he loves doing. Loves being with the troops, loves being overseas, teaching football to players and everything like that. So, you know, the story with him going forward is how much better can he make the Browns, because we saw how good the Browns were with him in that lineup, and he's going to be raring to go.
Now, Andrew, also a lot of NFL news breaking this week with the league year calendar starting on Tuesday. Trades fast and furious, probably the most pertinent to the Browns. Haloti Ngata traded from the Ravens, which is great. They were the fourth-ranked run defense last year. Get him out of here so Crow and West can run. Going to Detroit. And the Ravens also have lost Torrey Smith. Smith, their top wide receiver, 11 touchdowns a year ago to the 49ers.
Yeah, they brought back Justin Forsett, though, that they get that running back back. But, again, the Browns are going to be happy to not see Haloti Ngata. Maybe they'll see him in the preseason with the Lions, but not when
That's
those
fine.
Games really matter much. But you know, the trade that really stood out to me, and you just don't see these trades happen, but Jimmy Graham for Max Unger, two Pro Bowl guys. Jimmy Graham is beloved in New Orleans. Seattle, though, gets a tight end that they really could have used on that last play of the Super Bowl. And it's just this new NFL hot stove that's happening, and fans are just eating it up.
I mean, it is kind of crazy. I don't think I've ever seen it. Have you seen anything this
no.
nuts? I mean, this has been really fun, and I think it's been fun for the fans as well, because you can't go 5 seconds without looking and saying, well, I can't believe that guy got traded.
Yeah, I need to charge my – I need two phones. I'm charging everything. I'm scrolling up and down. You know, we've got quarterbacks getting traded for each other, Nick Foles, Sam Bradford, and it's one of those things where these trades, you can debate who got the better end of the deal. There's no clear-cut answer. Did St. Louis get the better end of the deal, or did Philadelphia? We don't know, and we won't know until the season starts.
And Chip Kelly's not done, brings in DeMarco Murray to replace LeSean McCoy, basically at the same, a similar salary. So he got LeSean McCoy traded, brings in Kiko Alonso, and gets DeMarco Murray. It'll be the first time in NFL history the leading rusher in the NFL has played for the same team when it's two different guys in the same year. So
it is weird, though, that Chip Kelly's taking a very college approach to this. I mean, if you look at traditional NFL teams, it's kind of methodical. And when you listen to Chip Kelly, he sounds like a guy that's coming from college, and he's recruiting, and he's going to get his guy.
He sounds like a guy who has nothing to lose, because you know what? He doesn't. If this doesn't work out in Philadelphia, the best college opening that comes up, he will go there and be the highest-paid college coach.
Andrew, great stuff. Check him out at ClevelandBrowns.com. When we come back, Lindsey Jones from USA Today will be with us for her thoughts on the Browns' free agency foray thus far.